Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Genevieve, and welcome to Genevieve's Gems. How are you today? This is your speaker, your transgender speaker, sharing the things of God. And I trust that your day has gone well, and I trust that everything will go well for the rest of the day. If in case you just joined us, we've been doing a series on the Beatitudes. This is taken from the fifth chapter of Matthew, starting with verse 3. Okay, this is a 9 series, and today we'll be reading verse 8. See God. This is kind of a 9-part series, and today we'll be about when you think about that. Okay, we know that gold is the purest metal that is out there. I forget, it's something like 99.99 pure. What I mean by that is when the gold is, when it's burned off, metal goes into jewelry, there's no impurities in it, nor very, very little impurities. Now, when I look at the, blessed are the pure in heart, and Jesus is the embodiment of purity because he had the single-minded purpose of doing his Father's will. Nothing, inside all the things that happened, all the many wonderful things he did, he still had that single-minded purpose of doing his Father's will. Even when he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, it threatened to, take him off the road, so to speak. But he mentioned in the garden, not my will, but thy will. And he maintained that singleness of heart. He had a pure heart toward God. And this is true of many people. I'm sure you met that someone who really meant a lot to you. I'm pretty sure that there was that one person that you always felt that you trusted. You didn't feel there were never any ulterior motives or anything that would give the idea that this person was less than what they were. I've met people like that. I really felt very confident in that. I knew that I could trust them. And when we look at them, when we look at the pure heart, this is something that we all should strive for. It's, I'm not saying that people have to be perfect. I'm just saying that we all should strive to be as holy as God would, as holy as we can. Because in time when we're in his presence, God will, we'll be complete. We'll be complete in his complete. We won't, we'll see God face to face. I think another person that I think about is, I think about the psalmist. He always sought after God's heart. It's in the 39th Psalm, 139th Psalm, and it's taken in verse 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in way everlasting." Now, this is the heart of a person seeking after God. He had single-minded purpose of wanting the best, wanting God in his life, wanting God's best. And then it's very, you know, it's a very rare thing. But yet, when I look at the verse, you know, I see a reward. Blessed are the pure heart, for they will see God. You know, that's something to think about. You know, when you see God face to face. And I know that was Paul's desire, you know, to do God's will. And when I think about it, I think